Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Do you know where your dairy foods come from? Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories of our land, our cows, and our passion.
Ever stop to think about where your milk, cheese, and yogurt come from? Did you know my family drinks the same milk and eats the same cheese and yogurt as yours? That's why you can feel confident knowing that quality and safety are my top priorities. Long before sunup to after sundown, I'm working tirelessly to make sure you have delicious dairy foods in your shopping cart and on your table. I'm Brett Morris, and I want to thank you for enjoying dairy foods and milk from my family's farm. My commitment is simple. Our land, our cows, our passion. It's my way of life, and I'm proud to bring to you the dairy foods you love. For more information on dairy farming families like mine, visit us at DairyMax.org.
Be sure to follow Dairy Max on your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Pinterest.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Well, we were lower here in the row crops, corn and soybean futures, but then higher, a little bit higher here in the wheat, up about 4 to 5 cents there. And we're really trading following a few reports over the past few days from both the government and then from the private economic forecasters. The crop condition report yesterday came out. It showed corn improved 1% in the good to excellent category to 64% now. Last week was 63%, and then last year was about 23%. So we're significantly better than last year. Beans came in at 64% as well. Last week it was 63%. And then spring wheat is highly rated at 68% good to excellent, and as the same as last week. Crop progress shows that we're still a little bit behind. Our averages in corn silking at 86%, normally 89%. Soybeans blooming a little bit behind schedule, and then setting pods number is at 39%, also behind schedule. If you look at some of the private economic forecasters, Informa yesterday was released, and several others. But if you look at the average yield of the four, they came in at 158.8 for corn. The USDA is at 156.5. Now, on the corn production, the average guess was 14.1 billion bushels. The average guess is about 13.95. So a little bit bigger crop, according to those guys.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
Justin, what were some of the trends in our markets today?
The corn trade today on the front end, September, was a little bit higher here, up 3 cents, but everything else on back was a little bit lower. It's a little bit of a reverse of the trend here with the September being up and the December down because it's been going the other way around. But overall, we made new lows overnight and we're down at 455 in the December, and that's really the lowest we've been since June of 2010 for that December contract. The previous low back then was about 460, so we closed below that, and so the trend remains down. At this point in corn, it looks like the market's still oversold, and so a lot of people are looking for some sort of a bounce in here. Hedge funds and long liquidation has been going on, or selling has been going on, and then that's driving the market down, but at some point that'll dry up. If you look at the soybeans here, the export market has been kind of quiet here over the last little bit. But we did see an announcement this morning of 110,000 metric tons of new crop beans sold to China. That wasn't enough to keep the market positive. We were down about 5 in August and about 16 lower in November, and that's new lows as well. Wheat futures that were the bright spot today, they were up about 5. Egypt has been and is currently buying grain on the world market, and that's helping lift the wheat prices here. So overall, just kind of a quiet day here in the grains.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping a few of our numbers on this Tuesday, August live cattle were up 30 cents at 129.92. August feeders gained 27 cents at 154.25. August lean hogs were up 32 cents at $100.55. In the grains, Kansas City September wheat was up 6.5 cents at 7.02. Chicago September corn gained 3 cents at 4.72 and a quarter. And August soybeans were down 5.5 cents at 13.24 and one quarter. October cotton was up 42 points at 85.82 cents per pound. That's your market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.